Good morning. Now we come to the traditional message. And it's my pleasure and privilege to be able to speak to you this morning. But I just want to agree, Jesus is in charge here today. And I'm asking you, Lord, to speak through me. I have prepared. It may not sound like it, but speak through me, I ask. For those of you who are regularly here, you know that we are going through a season of sharing on a theme which is simply be light. Be light. This has the nature of a command. I am to be light. Dare say, we are to be light. As in shining light, not weight loss. We are to be shining God's light to others we live with, work with, or meet. I am well aware I cannot be a good light in my own strength. I know that what comes out of me can be less than satisfactory, more of a flickering candle than a burning light. But where is this shining light to originate from? Well, as every Sunday school scholar knows, the correct answer to any question is always Jesus. By his Holy Spirit, we can be lights. Let's move on. I have done a word search in the New Testament for all the instances of the word light and made a selection among those of instances where it clearly refers to persons or person groups being light or bearing light. And then I chose to speak about several of the instances that appealed to me. First, we're going to look at Jesus preaching and teaching in the time before he went to the cross. I'm not sure I should have stapled this together, but anyhow, there we go. We come to the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus speaking in simple but challenging language. A multitude had gathered on the side of a mountain to listen to Jesus teach. He spoke to the crowds only in parables. As he explained to his disciples, it was not the time to go into deep discussions of meaning with the crowds. You'll find that in Matthew chapter 13, verses 10 to 13, if you want to look it up. But Jesus was basically telling them it was not time for everyone to hear and understand. In God's timing, that would come later. So what did Jesus say on the mountain there about light? You can find that in Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 14. Matthew 5, verse 14. He said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house." Then he spoke to the people, eye to eye. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Jesus gave a simple message, easily grasped and in principle easily done. Verse 16 is the clincher. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." So there's a challenge there to be visible to the people around you, and to live your life as best you can, doing good works and bringing glory to God. Even in our modern world, we may well emulate this. One of our aims should be to do good works. Paul the Apostle says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, something quite similar. He says in Ephesians 2:10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Now, I'm not talking about works leading to salvation or anything like that. I'm just saying that Jesus created us in for good works and prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. It sounds deceptively simple. We are created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. My adult journey with the Holy Spirit began in a house church. In the house church, we were well taught by our pastor and well motivated. But as a new believer, I had so much to learn and so much to absorb of church language and new life principles that my progress in doing good works to others was slow at the beginning. John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, apparently had an encouraging saying which he would use to encourage other believers. He would say, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can." We are all out there, out and about. And there are so many ways that we can do good works. Not necessarily the big shiny, big glittery ones, but just humble good works to people around us. In all the ways we can. We can be light by doing good works. Jesus continued speaking there on the mountain and embellished his opening words with more detail, including a discussion of the good and bad sides of our character. You can find that in Matthew 6, verses 22 to 23, and I'll leave that for you to read later if you wish. It contains a Jewish way of thinking about our eyes and the light, which I won't try and comment further on. But as I see it, that particular scripture passage, Jesus is urging his hearers in parable-style language to live a life the best they can, to focus on the best in themselves and live in that way, turning away from their worst. Jesus spoke simple messages in picture language or parables, exhorting clean living, visible to our neighbours, such that we would be full of light and shine and glorify God and bring glory to God. We can be light by doing good works. Paul and Barnabas, this is after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus. And Paul and Barnabas had found their way to Antioch of Pisidia. I don't know where that is, but it's not the other Antioch. But that doesn't matter. They're in Antioch. Paul and Barnabas had been sent on a missionary journey. Jesus was risen and ascended, and the Holy Spirit had been given to the apostles and other believers. Paul and Barnabas were commissioned to freely reveal the good news of Jesus to all and sundry, Jews and Gentiles. The time for speaking in parables had passed. In Acts chapter 13, starting from verse 44, it says that on the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and began to contradict and blaspheme. They opposed the things spoken by Paul. Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, "It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and judge yourselves..." "Since you reject it, you are unworthy of everlasting life. So behold, we turn to the Gentiles. For so long the Lord has commanded us, 'I have set you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be for salvation to the ends of the earth.'" Now when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as had been appointed to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was being spread throughout all the region. So in this case, we have an out there pair of evangelists. And it says, "I have set you as a light to the Gentiles." They had been commissioned specifically to take the gospel to the Gentiles. And that would open the way for salvation to the ends of the earth. So here Paul's no longer resorting to metaphors or parables, but speaks directly to the crowd. At first to the Jews, whose reaction was to reject Paul's message. The Jews rejected the word of God and disqualified themselves from receiving everlasting life. The apostles were sent as light to the Gentiles, who received the word gladly and glorified God and his word. So here, for Paul and Barnabas, in their situation, to be light was more specifically not good works in general, but specifically for salvation, evangelization of the Gentiles, which surely is the greatest of good works. Paul had another occasion to testify of this, but I think I will move on. So the question becomes, what do I need to do to be light? Well, it's a simple answer that I have to myself is embrace the message of Jesus. Live it out and make it known by means of good works and proclamation. I mean, in a general sense, doing good works is a very broad scope of behaviours and activities. But we are told we were created in Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. John Wesley said, who can tell me what John Wesley said?
He said lots.
He said lots, yes. I'll repeat it one time. He said, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can." I wonder how much trouble he had learning that. But another way I thought we can be the light is to encourage one another, to be encouragers. Early in my history with the house church, Oswald Sanders, who's not with us anymore, but he for a long time was the head of the Overseas Mission Fellowship, which was founded many years ago by Hudson Taylor. But he came to our city and he preached a series of messages at a local church. And some of us from the house church attended the whole series. They were evening messages, and I was fully engaged with what Oswald had to say. Each night, after we were dismissed from the meeting, we filed out the church door and we received a limp handshake as we passed the preacher. I think the limp handshake was probably a result of shaking thousands of hands in a long preaching career. So at the end of the last session, I was prepared for the same exit and limp handshake. But I was surprised that instead of a limp handshake, he grasped my hand and stopped me, arresting me from progressing out the door. He said something to the effect, he said something to me, "I've noticed you have been paying close attention to what I have been saying. God bless you." And then he pushed me out the door, as it were. Move on. He moved me on towards the exit. It was a brief encounter, but I left feeling affirmed and encouraged. Also on the encouragement side, I remember a couple from the house church I was first discipled in. Phil and Gay led me to Christ. They were light to me. I was a single loner at the time and used to visit them often. I was selling Amway. You may not know what that is, but at the time it was popular to sell, to build a mighty empire. That didn't turn out that way for me. But I was selling Amway, and they were witnessing to the light of Jesus and his saving life. They did more witnessing than I did selling. One afternoon, in one of my visits, around the kitchen table, they offered me an opportunity to give my life to Jesus, as they had before. But Gay said to me, "Graham, you could give your life to Jesus right now if you wanted to. Do you want to?" They were surprised but overjoyed when I replied, "Yes." It wasn't a very bold guess, but it was a guess. I'd been fighting this battle for months, and finally it was time. I said yes. They had been a great light and encouragement to me. Subsequently, I met Julie. J for Julie. I met Julie and we married. Gay sang at our wedding. Sometime later, Phil and Gay invited Julie and I to dinner at their house. Julie and I were sad for some reason that night. And maybe at that time, I'm not sure, we can't remember why we were sad, but both of us were. Anyhow, we accepted their invitation. When we knocked on the door, it was opened by Phil, dressed as a waiter. He had the thing over his arm and ushered us to their table, which was set up beautifully. And they served us a lovely meal and dollops of love and encouragement on the side. Neither of us remember why we were sad that night, but both of us remember the ministry of love and encouragement we received. They had been light to us that night. Even just talking to a neighbour over the fence can be a source of encouragement for them. For example, Bayar, our back neighbour, was one day working in his garlic and onion-dominated veggie patch when Julie engaged him in a chat over the fence. Afterwards, Bayar said to her, "Thank you for talking to me." I guess that means I didn't. But anyhow, he was thankful for the chat. So there are so many, many ways to be light. God will use us if we are willing. if we take our eyes off ourselves and turn toward Jesus. Anything that fosters intimacy with Jesus, for example, worship, thanksgiving, and godly fellowship, can increase our desire and capacity to be a light for Jesus. It all depends on our cooperation with God and our attitude, our learning to walk in step with the Holy Spirit, looking unto Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you do call us to yourself and you have created us to do good works and to be a light to the people we live with, the people around us, and the people we meet. Help us, I ask. Thank you. Amen.